A Taliban commander was captured and six insurgents killed in a raid on a rebel hideout in northern Afghanistan today. NATO has been intensifying its efforts with the addition of 30,000 more U.S. troops with added special forces soldiers who conduct most of the targeted raids alongside the Afghan army and police. Chris Altieri reports.
Some 140,000 soldiers are now in Afghanistan contributing to the U.S.-led NATO mission in the country. A mission that has the long-term goal of breaking the Taliban insurgency and dismantling al-Qaeda. The U.S. commander in Afghanistan, David Petraeus, says the mission is going to take some time to complete, but that it is now on the right track.
The nature of these endeavors is such that progress is slow, it's hard fought. And as I mentioned earlier, the fact is that we are just now, for the first time, getting the inputs right.
U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates toured U.S. bases on Friday and met with troops in Kandahar, saying he had seen and heard evidence that the counterinsurgency strategy is taking hold in the Taliban's heartland. At present, a major concern is ensuring security for the scheduled September 18th elections that many people hope will help set Afghanistan on a path to greater political stability. The campaign has thus far seen some violent disruption, with no fewer than three candidates and five campaign workers killed in attacks. Both Taliban and rival candidates are believed to be involved in violence and intimidation. I'm Chris Altieri.